Hisserman, brother, circa 1904. My young brother Hisserman, I have an interest in your present and future character building. I have not asked any person in regard to your past course of action, for it has not been right, and you have been easily led into wrong habits. I feel deeply grieved as I see you and many other youths so indifferent in regard to the Lord God of Heaven's requirements, for He will judge every soul according to their obedience or disobedience to His requirements. I have an interest that you shall have a chance to redeem yourself. The work in which you are engaged is placing you under temptation continually, and if you choose to now have a different showing, you will have a chance, if I can provide it for you. I am so very much grieved at heart that you should give the enemy a chance to spoil your influence. A young man's character building is of greatest consequence to him. Whatever other young men do, you are not to practice their defects of character. You have a God to serve, a God to glorify and honor. The Lord Jesus has given His life for you, that you shall have the help, all you can require, to walk in the way of the Lord's choosing. Now you have grieved your Savior, dishonored God, and in this denied your Savior. But if you are fully determined in the strength of the Lord to make another trial, and press your way through the evils that are sure to be presented to you by the devil, as he presented to sinless Adam in Eden, you can and must be able to resist on every point. The truth must be in your heart and purifying your mind. You must be prepared to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Read Exodus 19, verse 1 to 8. Here the Lord calls to the armies of Israel to recall their leaving Egypt. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Exodus 19, verse 4. While the Egyptians pursued them to overcome them and bring them back into bondage, the Lord destroyed every soul of the Egyptian host. Pharaoh and his army and chariots were hurled in the sea, but he made a path through the Red Sea for the children of Israel to pass over. They had been on their journey only 3 months, and the Lord's promise comes down along the line to our time. God gives to Moses the message to give to that large number of above 1 million people. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord hath spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words unto the Lord. Exodus 19, verse 5 to 8. This is the great charter the Lord made with Israel. This is the very covenant God hath made with every soul